It says Haknizi Ishma Mina. And Rashi says it doesn't call him like Kolev Ben Kenaz. Just says Haknizi means he came from that mishpacha. The Truach Riti Kimishtoi beKolev is talking about Kolev. Loikari Ben Kenaz doesn't say Ben Kenaz to Silvius Neil. El Haknizi Miyanshe Beisam Udula Shekenaz. He was just from the house there, but not a real son. Yeah. So now Shema Mina now Azuva Zumirim. And this Pesach is Mashma Azuva was Miriam. But this man the Yomer was Azuva that gave birth to the Chura to David the Melech. Chenat for Miriam. The Lama Nikra Shema Azuva, how come a name, why was Miriam's name called Azuva? Sha'akurl Azuva Mitchilasa. That everybody left her alone. In other words, Rashi says she was sick at the beginning, Rashi Shem Mitchilo Chalani Yisoysa, Kadakarl Lehachi Yuriyas. She was sick when she was young. They call her like Yuriyas, like a curtain means she was pale. No boy wanted to marry her. So that's why she was called Azuva. For the more Hoylid, it says the word. It says here that for Kalev ben Chetzrin Hoylid es Azuva, he gave birth to Azuva for the Gemara of Aloy Mintzuva, having us of love. Just saying he married her. So it can't mean that it's his daughter. He wouldn't marry his daughter. So how could you say that Hoylid, that he gave birth to Miriam? So Rabbi Yechonon, Yechonon says the Pshat in the Puzzle is like this. Kol ha-noisei ish l'shem shamayim, whoever marries a lady, the shem shamayim, like over here, whoever Kenaz, when he married Miriam, since she was sick and didn't look so nice, he married a l'shem shamayim. So therefore, ma lola v'akosu kilo yodo. The Puzzle considers it as if you gave birth to her. If you marry a l'shem shamayim, it's like you gave birth to her. Yerios. Why does the pasuk call Miriam Urias like a curtain? Shayipaneh Adonai Urias. Her face was pale like a curtain. Like we said, she was sick when she was young. The Elavah, now these were her children. Is Atikra Baneh, don't call it her children, Elavah. These were the people that built up the world. Shashi Elo Shmois, Baila Shebona Vyasim Mibaina, Kishan Noshim Benesuyin. Yeah, these were the names of a husband, really, it means to say. What? So how do we have these names? Yesha means Sheyoshua Satsmai. He strained out himself. He didn't go after Meraglim. As all these names really go on Kolev. That Kolev straightened out himself. So one thing is that Yasher, he strained himself out. He didn't listen to the Meraglim. Shoyvev Sheshiva Ves Yitzroi. He held back his Yetzer. The Arda means Sherod Ves Yitzroi. He overran his Yetzer. Vikid Yamin, some say, Ashoye Pinero, Daimon Leverit, that his face was Ponov, his face was Daimon to a rose. Well, Liashkor Avitakoa, what does the person mean, Liashkor Avitakoa? Ho Yushtay Noshim, he had two wives, Chelo Venaro. Yes, who is this Asher, the father of Tekoya that had two wives? Asher is their Kolev. When the person here says Asher, it also means Kolev. If so, how come his name is called Ashkor? That his face became black from fasting means that he fasted a lot in order to be saved from the Yatzas Meraglim. That's how Kolev was saved, not to listen to the Meraglim. Avi, what does Avi mean? Shanatsu loikiyav, he was made like a father, Tekua, Shetokas Lidol Yavul Shemashemayim. He had his heart straight, stuck in, strong, to Ovid Shemashemayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi learns, Shanatsu loikav, Lisasik bo, Berefuas, and Mazonis, Hatrich Lakoila. He was able to take care of the sick. Hoyu Shtei Noshim, you have two wives. Nasa means Miriam. No, it says Hoyu, he had two wives. Chur Yoni had here. To say Nasa Miriam Kishtei Noshim. Miriam is like two wives. Cholo Vinara. What does that mean? Loi Cholo Vinara Avoi. Not that she was Cholo, sick, and Anara. Ela Betchila Cholo. At the beginning, she was sick. When she was really young, she was sick. Olav Saif Nara. First at the end, Miriam gave birth at the end when she was came a Nara. So Rashi says, Nisrape Micholya Vachozva Vitoya Ponim Kinara. Later when she got well, then she gave birth, then when she was, and then she looked like an Nara then. Obinei Chela Seras Vitsoya Viesnum. These are children of Obinei Chela is Seras Vitsoya Viesnum. Now, Seres means she nasat sola chavrasir. She made a tzora, she says, miskanos biyofer. She was so pretty that anybody else, like, was jealous of her. Soiha shoye panel domim kitzorayim. Her face was like the afternoon. Esnan, what does Esnan mean? She called a royoy, so whoever would see her, melech esnan lishtoy, would right away send a present to his own wife, because they would have taifa to have tashmish. They would see such a pretty lady. Then the pastor says back to Mishraim, by itzav paro l'chol amoy. It's paro commanded his whole nation. Omer Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, afal amoy gozer. Not only did he make gzera to kill out the Jewish children, but he also made gzera to have the Mitzrayim also killed. The Omer Reb Yehuda Reb Chanina, shloisho gzera is gozer. There are three types of gzeras that paro made. Petchilo, he said, in beinu v'amitim oisayim. Beginning, he said, any boy that's born, we have to kill them. Olev Saif, kol ha-den, ha-yelord, ha-yorot ha-shtichu. Then he said, the achkacha should be, that anyone that's born, throw him into the river. Olev Saif, af-alam ha-gozer. And at the end, he even made exer on his own arm, the Mitzriyim should also kill the firstborn, the boys. Va-yolech, and Rashi brings down, why? Because it says, Darsha b'tanchuma, that Yom shenolad Moshe. The day Moshe was born, Omru Estagninov, the astrologers of Paro told him that Hayoim Noilad Moshiach Shal Yisrael. Today he was born the Helper. V'yedonu Yerdim, we don't know for sure if it's a Mitzri or if it's a Yehudi. So therefore they made a gzera that day, anybody that was born that day had to be killed. So even when they killed out the Mitzriim also that was born that day. Pasuk says then, Vayelach Ish Mi Beis Levi. That Ish that was Moshe's father went, Mibes Levi. Lehech and Olach, where did he go to? Omer Yehuda Ba'azvino Sheholach V'Atzas Vitoi. He was going after the eights of his own daughter. He was listening now to his daughter. What was the pshat here? Tona. Amroim, that was the father, Godol Ador Hoy. He was a great person. He was a Godol Ador, and everybody used to listen to him. Kivan Shero Shama Paro Herosho. Kol HaBen HaYeloid HaYorot HaShtichu. As soon as Amram saw the decree that Paro made, that any kid has to be killed, Omas Amram sought, Lashov Onu Amelim. If we have children now, it's in vain. They're going to be killed out anyway. So Omas Vigiris HaShishtoi. So Amram gave the get to his wife. What happened then? Omdu Kulam Vigiris HaShishtoiim. All the Jews then, they followed the God Lador, and they all gave the get to the wife. Is Amram Loi Bitoi. So his daughter said to him, Tamron, not sure if it's Miriam or it's Miriam. That Miriam told to Amram, Abba, Koshek Zerosecho Yosef Mishel Paroi, that your degree is worse than Paro's degree. Sheparo Legozer El Al Oschorim. Paro made a degree just to kill out the boys. V'yatu Gozat Al Oschorim El Nekevois. Your Gzera not to give birth, not to have children, is worse. There won't even be girls then. Paro Legozer El Obi El Amazir, to kill them out in this world. But Mashmur Dabi Zechot El Amabo. V'yatu B'yel Amazir, El Amabo. If you're not going to have any children born, they won't get El Amabo. Paro Rosho, Sofik Meskayemis, Zerosai, Sodereni Meskayemis. Who says they'll be able to kill out the Jews? Maybe won't be able to kill them out. But Ator Tzadik, you're a Tzadik, Amram. The Vada Shig Zerosecha Meskayemis. Your Gzer is for sure. Like, you're not going to have children, you're not going to live with your wives, you're not going to have children. Shinev the Apostle says, Batik Zeroin of Yokom Lechor. That when a Tzadik says something, Hashem does it. So when Amram heard this, Omad Vihechzu Asishtoi. He went and remarried again Yechevet. Omdu Kulon, so when they saw this, Echziru Nesu Shosayim. All the Jews then remarried their wives again. It says, Vayikach, tried to Gemara, Vayach, so mi boiloi, should have said he took her back again. Vayikach is mashma the first time. Om Yav Yehuda Bazvino, Shosolo Maise Likuchin. That means was made now like a chastna Maise Likuchin. What does that mean? Arshiva Bapirion. He put her under like a chuppah. He made like a first chastan now. The Aaron and Miriam erakdim lefuneho. And Aaron and Miriam were dancing in front of him. Olmalchi Asharas Amram. Achleshoros was saying then also by the chastana of Amram and Yechevet again. That Eim Habonim Semecha. Esbasia. Now the Bosa says Esbas Levi. That are called Yechevet Wat Abas Levi. For the Gemara Esha Bas Meyer Shloshim Shon Heve. Yechevet at this time now was 130 years old. The Korah Labas, is it possible the Apostle calls her Abbas? The Abbas means a young girl. Here she was 130 years old. How come the pasuk calls her a bas? The Yom Rav Chan of Rav Chanina, Zu Yochevet Shoharosa B'derech V'yeledosa Ben Chemesel. That she was the Harua was before they came down to Mitzrayim, and she was born Mamish Ben Chemesel of Mitzrayim. Shenem Rapazin says, Asher Yoldu Oysel Levi B'Mitzrayim. That Leidosa B'Mitzrayim, she was gave birth to Mitzrayim, but V'yena Rosa B'Mitzrayim. And so it comes out that if you hit the Cheshbon, she was 130 years old now. So why does the Pasuk call her a bas? Or maybe Yehuda, Shenoldo Bo Simoni Naris. Means now she got back her Simoni Naris. She looked like a young girl again. Pasuk says, Vatahar. He asked, Chosuli Mei, Lomas Yabarach Kenoshim. Vatayaponim, she also looked like a young girl now. Her Pashtarak Matim, her wrinkles came smooth again. Tosfos Vatari Isha, she became pregnant, Vatela Ben. For the Mar of Heves Miabro, Beit Losa Yachim Mikara. Like the nest of Miriam, of Yecheved was, she became pregnant, even 3 months before she changed back to be like an Ara. Even 3 months before that, she became pregnant. So how come it says first now, Mash Meester, she became like an Ara, now she first became pregnant? On Rabbi Yehuda Bazvino, it just means to tell us, Makish Leidosa Leirosa. Means to be makish the way she gave birth to the way she became pregnant. Ma her rosa shloi b'tzada, so when she comes pregnant, it was without pain. Af leidosa shloi b'tzar, when Yocheved gave birth, it was also without any pain. And he comes from here, we learn out, lenoshim tzitkonius, if you have a wife that's a tzitkonius, ishlohoya the pisko shachava. They were not in the gzad din of chava to have the klola of the itzvan viroyin. They don't have to have the pain of labor of giving birth. Comes out there, the mamish, that Yecheved's nest was a bigger nest really than Sarah. It's one of the kashim before Hashem asks. Sarah gave birth, she was only 90 years old. Here, Yecheved was 130 years old when she gave birth. The Torah makes a big thing about Sarah, here it doesn't make a big thing. Some want to say that about here was the matzav of Mitzrayim, when Kama Vakama Nisim were happening now, it was Zman HaNisim. That's why the Torah doesn't make something so special about it.
Good.
Vaita Vateru Isoi Ki Toifu. That they saw what? That Moshe was good. Tanya Ramei Waimet Toiv Shemoi. That was the name then. They called him Toiv. Rabbi Yehuda Waimet Tuvia Shemoi. They called him Tuvia. Rabbi Nechemya Waimet Hogel Nevias Acher. He was right to be Nevias. Hogel Nevias. He was right to be Nevias. Rashi's Ross of Ruch HaKodesh Shosted Lias Hogel Nevuah. Acher Moim Rada say Nelot Kishumol. It means Moshe was born, came out already. When Moshe was born, Nismala Abayas Kuliyar, the whole house was filled up with light. Ksiv Ocha says over here, Vateroisa, they saw a Kitoivu. Ksiv Osam, Vayaro Lakim, I saw a Kitoiv. Hashem saw the oh, the light was good. See here also, when Moshe was born, the whole house was lit up. As Moshe's Neshama, the Gdush of his Neshama, the whole house lit up. But it's B'nai Yishloshi Yirochim, that they hid him for 3 months. Why? The Mitzrayim thought that she could first become pregnant after she changed back to be like an arrow. But really what happened was she was pregnant 3 months even before when she still had her old look. So therefore, she gave birth 3 months before the Mitzrayim thought she would give birth. So the first 3 months was no problem, she kept him in the house. But then it came a time of lo yochloi that spino. She couldn't hide him anymore. Fredigmar Amai, why not? Tetzvinin Ivatezel, let her hide. Why can't you hide a kid in your house? Hide the kid, Kaseda. So versus Elo. It was like this. Kalecha the Avishmiya Mitzri, the Mithyalda Yanuka, whenever the Mitzriim heard that a Jewish boy was born, Mamti Yanuka asked them, they used to bring a baby there also. They brought a Goyisha baby there. Kiechad Lishtan and Mayoyu, that they would hear a baby crying on the outside. And Mela, the baby inside would also start crying. That's the Teva. But when the baby hears another baby cry, it starts crying. So the Mitzrayim was able to test and find out if it was really a baby in the house or not. So therefore now Yocheved couldn't hide Moshe anymore. Therefore the Pasuk says, Och sulonu shuolim shuolim ketan. That they're able to tell one from another. Vatikas, so what did they have to do? Vatikas, like Teva, took a basket, Goyma, Maishin or Goyma, white apple was made from Goyma, this type of wood. Of Goyma, or Rav Loza Mikana Tzadikim Shemamoinam Chaviv Malayim Yosem Igufim. that the money is more valuable than the goof. In other words, Shadamav Muatim Yafa Pi Shay Mishtama Gufa Yaisa Mishalaitzim Shakosh Mechazakim. That the money is more valuable than the goof. Like here, they didn't spend too much money to make this table here. The chol kach lama, what's the reason why? Because they don't go to steal anything. So it comes out that when a tzaddik has money, it's real kosher money from cheshen mishpat, was very hard to get. So once they finally got that money that's real kosher, they hold on to it. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni yomah dovarach, it was something soft. Sheyochul amah b'fnei dovarach, or b'fnei dovar kosher. It could hold whether it be something hard or something soft. That's what it did like this. It would help him better in the water, it would protect him better. V'atachmro v'cheimro v'zephes, they shmid it with tar and with zephes. The tana, cheimro b'fnim, cheimro was inside. V'zephes v'vachus, and the tar was outside. That Moshe did not have to smell the bad smell of tar. That they put the child in the yagam. But they put him in the suf. What is the suf? We have Loz Uwaim, it was the yam suf. We have Shmuel ben Nachmeni Yoma, agam was like a swamp. Agam, because you see the pasuk says, kono v'suf kamalu. Like the